Good morning, Emma. My name is Dawn Nappy speaking. How can I help?
Hi, lovely. This is Yvette giving you a call back. It seems I missed the call.
Oh, Yvette, let me just get your details up.
No problem.
Have you got time to sit at the moment?
Sorry, can you just repeat that, my little one in the background?
Have you got time to speak at the moment?
I have, yes.
That's fantastic. Okay, so for data protection, could you confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
Yes, of course. So it's the 23rd of the 8th, 79, and my home address is 129 2nd Avenue, you need the postcode.
No, that's fine. That's lovely. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. So I just need to let you know that in terms of any safeguarding, if that is discussed and disclosed in this call, I would need to refer that to the local authority, and also that all calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
I am.
Thank you. Okay. So it's just to gather some more information for your claim for Scottish redress. What age did you go into care?
Oh gosh, altogether, I think I first went in when I was roughly around 11 to 12 years old.
Okay, and do you remember what local authority it was?
All I know, it would have been perhaps Strathclyde, which is because it was the Ayrshire area that I went from. But in the end, I ended up in Stirlingshire, so I don't know what that authority would come under.
Okay. Were you known by any other names or nicknames?
No, just Yvette.
Okay. And the care settings we've got down are Snowdon Girls School.
Yeah.
And then they took Hartmead as the first home.
No, I just remember that it was in Logs. I have absolutely no idea the name of the place. I can't remember in the slightest, I'm afraid.
Is there any other settings that you attended?
I don't think so, no. From what I can remember, going back there, that's the only two that I can remember. There may well have been, but not to my knowledge.
Okay, that's not a problem. Do you remember any other schools that you attended apart from the Snowdon one?
Do you mean just school in general?
No, whilst you're in care.
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. And who's your registered GP surgery at the moment?
My registered GP surgery is based in Tunstall. And it is Tunstall Primary Care. Sorry, just bear with me one second.
All right.
My call's just gone. One moment.
It always happens, doesn't it?
Every time. Hello, lovely. Oh, thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Sorry about that. Probably.
That's all right.
There's
not
always somebody. I thought it'll be a lovely quiet day today. When you think you're going to get those quiet mornings and quiet days, ever so strange, nobody gets in touch with you when you're happy to be bothered. It's always when
you're not.
You're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody.
And you've got loads to go on.
Yeah, I've just got my little tiny noisy one in the background at the moment. Sorry, apologies. Right, go ahead. But
that's all right. No worries. So, do you have any other professional support in you at the moment?
No.
Okay. And do you have any mental health diagnosis?
No. I think a long time ago I was diagnosed with clinical depression, but you're talking, gosh, over 25 years ago that was now.
Okay. And did you ever do any self-harm?
No.
And did you ever have any thoughts of ending life?
Oh, gosh, yeah. During my depressive state. Absolutely.
So can you remember the ages so far?
Oh gosh, what age am I now? Turned 40 or before 17. So, oh gosh, it would have been before I had my daughter. 24. So you're looking at the ages between roughly about 19 to about 22.
Okay. Years old. Did you make any attempts to end life?
One.
Okay. And how was that attempted?
Walked out in front of a very large moving vehicle.
And were you okay?
Fortunately, I did have a partner with me at the time who grabbed me, pulled me backwards. And if it hadn't been for him, I probably wouldn't be here. So that was when I went to seek help, and I had cognitive behavioural therapy. And
yep.
So I had all of that all those years ago.
Any other therapy?
No.
Did you end up in hospital at all for your mental health?
No.
Do you have any physical health now?
I do. I've got no mental health issues, but I do suffer from a condition called, it's very long-winded, it's angry rosin spondylitis in my upper thorax, which is the top end of my spine, basically. It makes me look sort of like almost like an upside-down walking stick, shall we say. But that's just muscular condition there. I thought of my vertebrae fuses to, like, the bone and muscle.
Yeah, I know about that one. It's painful, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. Have you got anything else?
No.
No? Okay. In care, do you remember ever attending hospital as a child?
I couldn't honestly tell you whether I did or not.
Okay. And were you ever arrested or had any convictions?
No.
Any issues with drugs or alcohol?
When I was younger, yes.
Okay. Was it both or one or the other?
Both.
Okay, so if I started age, what age did you start drugs?
That would have been probably about 13.
And what did you start with?
I don't know the scientific name, but we used to call it Wiz or Speed.
Yeah.
And then that led on to cocaine, ecstasy, you know, all the lovely ones that you hear about growing up.
Okay, and then what age did that all stop?
Oh, gosh, I would probably say I was roughly around 17.
Okay. Years old. Okay, and what about alcohol?
I don't drink at all, actually. I haven't drunk. That probably stopped around about the same time.
So did you start that about 13 as well?
Oh gosh, yeah, both of them were exactly the same time.
Okay, 13 years old. Up to age 17 years old. Non-drinker from then, yeah? Is that right?
Yeah.
And what age did you leave care?
I think it was just after my 16th birthday. Because legally they weren't able to hold me anymore. That's the only reason.
Okay. And did they offer any support after that time?
No.
Okay. And with our company, the advisor that's going to support you through the rest of this journey, would you prefer a male or a female advisor?
Either. I'm happy with either. I'm good with either of those options.
Okay. Do you provide us with consent to request copies of your records from everyone that you've mentioned?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And would you like to see copies of your care records?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the process is going to take around 10 months.
Yeah.
I'll be your main point of contact to the end of the process then. If you save this number that you've got in your phone, then if you've got any questions going forward, obviously just give me a call. If I don't answer the call, usually it's because I'm on another call later today. So what we're going to do now is gather all the evidence that we can, and then I'll ring you back and clarify the information we've got once we've got it all. That information will then be put forward through to the Scottish Redress panel. It's a panel that you don't need to attend. It's closed door, but we will let you know what date that is.
Yeah.
So as part of our compliance, I just need to go through the options that you've got regarding, obviously, Scottish Redress. So you can independently do your own case on research your own evidence. You're entitled to have a different solicitor from England and Scotland who has accepted a fee of £2,000. And that's for acting on behalf from Scottish Redress. They receive that fee if you win or lose. Or then there's ourselves, NMA Legal, who've opted out of the fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take a 20% cap fee from the case if you win. If you lose, we don't charge any fees, and that means that we're completely independent and acting for you, okay?
Yeah.
So you're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately?
No, you can proceed immediately, and I'm happy with you to take charge of everything, so...
Perfect. Thank you. Do you have any questions for me today?
Not really, no. I guess for me it's just a case of, I think you've covered it really about what happened from here really. So I think because obviously you've covered that.
Yeah.
I think I'm all right.
Yeah. If you do think of anything, just, you know, give me a call.
Yeah, of course.
And... obviously, if there's any delays or anything with getting subject access requests, we'll just give you an update with that as well.
All right, then. That's lovely.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Natalie. Thanks ever so much for your time. And I hope we'll speak soon. You take care.
You take care of yourself. See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.